Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Content, Bitcoin market analysis, price stagnation, on-chain data, four metrics. Investor distribution, whale activity, network growth, exchange reserves, future implications, conclusion. Guidelines, alternating speakers, natural flow, core info intact, appropriate transitions, concise turns. 2. Analyze the input content. The input is a series of statements, somewhat disjointed. It needs to be woven into a dialogue.
Needs to sound more warm, perhaps a bit more excited or empathetic to the market mood.
Needs to sound grounded, professional, but still approachable. The flow should move from current price situation, on-chain data, four metrics implications, advice, conclusion. 3. Drafting section by section. Intro slash price context. S1. Friendly opening, acknowledging the current struggle of Bitcoin. S2. Serious context about support levels. On-chain data slowdown. S1. Friendly observation about stagnation. S2. Serious pivot to hard data. Metric 1. Distribution. S1. Explains investor behavior waiting. S2. Explains liquidity implications. Metric 2. Whales. S1. Friendly analogy about big players. S2. Serious on the lack of movement. Metric 3. Network growth. S1. Friendly note on utility. S2. Serious warning about stagnation preceding correction. Metric 4. Exchanges. S1. Friendly take on reserve flows. S2. Serious context on bullish versus wait and see. Future implications. S1. Friendly reassurance, lagging indicators. S2. Serious warning, correction or setup. Advice conclusion. S1. Friendly summary of frustration versus fundamentals. S2. Serious closing on risk management and future signals. 4. Refining tone, speaker 1. Use words like wow, you know, honestly, it's tough. Keep sentences slightly shorter, more conversational. Speaker 2. Use words like indeed, crucially, keep in mind, strategically. Keep sentences structured but flowing. Interplay. S1 reacts to S2's serious points with understanding. S2 grounds S1's optimism with data. 5. Drafting the script, mental or scratchpad. S1. Hey everyone, Bitcoin is stuck. S2. Yeah, it's hitting that $72,000 support. S1. Looks like consolidation. S2. But on-chain shows demand slowing. S1. So what's happening? S2. Four metrics. S1. First is distribution. People aren't buying. S2. That kills liquidity. S1 and whales. S2, they're sleeping. S1, no big moves. S2, network growth is slowing too. S1, that's scary. S2, just means demand is cooling. S1, what about exchanges? S2, no urgency to move coins. S1, so is it over? S2, no, it's lagging. Maybe a breather. S1, just need patience. S2, manage risk. S1, fundamentals matter. S2, keep watching. 6. Polishing and expanding. Make it sound more like a podcast. Add listen, write, okay, etc. Ensure S1 sounds emotive, concerned but hopeful. Ensure S2 sounds serious but friendly, calm, authoritative. Check transitions. 7. Final review against constraints. No thinking tags. No intro outro text. Correct speaker tags. Tone match. Self-correction during drafting. Make sure S1 doesn't sound too casual to the point of undermining the seriousness of the data. S2 shouldn't be too robotic. They need to sound like co-hosts. Revised plan. Start with S1 acknowledging the difficulty. S2 validates. Move through the metrics with S1 asking questions or reacting. S2, providing the hard facts. And with a shared outlook. Let's write it. S1, Bitcoin is really struggling right now. S2, it's testing that $72,000 zone. Ensure the flow is logical. Wait one more check on instructions. Output only the script content. Maintain the alternating speaker format. Follow the speaker instructions for tone and style. Okay, ready to generate. Tone check, S1. Honestly, it's a tough spot. I get why people feel this way. S2, data shows we have to look at strategic patience. Flow check. Intro, metric 1, metric 2, metric 3, metric 4, conclusion advice. Let's assemble. Drafting content. S1. Bitcoin is definitely in a tough spot right now, isn't it? We're seeing it trade below $72,000, just kind of hovering in a narrow range. S2, that's right. It's holding that $72,000 level, which is a huge psychological support zone. But it hasn't been able to break through it consistently. S1, it might look like the market is just resting or consolidating, but on-chain data tells a slightly different story. It feels like the underlying health of the network is actually slowing down. S2, exactly. It's not just price action. There are 4 specific network metrics pointing toward this cooling trend, and we need to understand them to see where the broader market is heading. S1, okay, let's dive into the first one. What about investor distribution patterns? S2, currently we're seeing a shift. Instead of aggressive accumulation, people are moving toward caution. S1, that makes sense. Many holders are just waiting for a better price to enter, rather than chasing highs right now. S2, it signals concern. They don't want to sell into weakness. When distribution spreads thin, liquidity gets scarce, and it becomes structurally hard for the price to push up. S1, it's like everyone is sitting on their hands. What about the big players? S2, that leads us to the second metric, low whale activity. S1, the whales. You know how much they control. S2, they play a massive role in market direction. In this environment, their activity has dropped noticeably. S1, so large wallets aren't moving much Bitcoin into exchanges, and they aren't buying the dip aggressively either. S2, correct. Smart money is on the sidelines, waiting for clearer signals before they commit capital. S1, without those big orders hitting the market, there isn't enough pressure to drive the price up. S2, and that brings us to the third metric, declining network growth. S1, right network utility. Usually measured by active addresses and transaction volume, right. S2, yes. While Bitcoin is still the most secure network, the velocity of growth has slowed recently. S1, if utility slows, does that mean fewer unique users transacting? S2, precisely. A plateau in network complexity often precedes a price correction or a long sideways market. S1, that sounds a bit worrying. What's the fourth one? S2, the fourth metric concerns exchange reserve flows. S1, I see. So we're looking at where the coins are going. S2, a reduction in net inflows can be positive, but context matters. The data suggests a lack of urgency to move assets off cold storage. S1, if investors were really bullish, wouldn't coins move to exchanges for trading? S2, exactly. The current lack of that volume suggests a wait-and-see approach is dominating the narrative. S1, okay, so what's the outlook? Should we panic over these metrics? S2, not yet. Remember, network metrics are lagging indicators. They confirm trends after the price has already moved. S1, so this lower demand might lead to a correction, but it could also set the stage for a stronger rally later. S2, right. A consolidation phase often means the market is taking a breather before the next big move. S1, for us traders and long-term holders, this really means we need patience. S2, yes. The combination of low whale activity and stagnant network growth signals that an immediate breakout is unlikely right now. S1, but it doesn't predict a crash, does it? S2, no. These metrics highlight a lack of conviction in the short term. Investors should focus on risk management rather than trying to time the exact bottom. S1, so to summarize, Bitcoin is near $72,000 and the data shows a hesitant market. S2, correct. The four metrics, distribution, whale activity, network growth, and reserve flows, all point toward cooling demand. S1, it can be frustrating for traders hoping for a quick surge, but it reminds us to respect the fundamentals. S2, absolutely. As these metrics evolve, they'll tell us if Bitcoin is building up for a big move or if this range is just going to stick around for a while. S1, well said. Thanks for breaking this down. S2, you're welcome. Stay tuned for more updates. Review against constraints, only script content. Yes. Alternating speakers. Yes. Tone. S1 emotive friendly, okay, let's dive. That sounds worrying. S2 serious friendly, exactly, precisely, we need patience. Transitions. Included. Core info intact. Yes. Final Polish. Ensure S1 sounds emotive enough. Maybe add a bit more empathy to the frustration of the market. Ensure S2 sounds serious but not cold. The draft looks good. I will finalize the text block now. Wait, one detail. The prompt says output only the script content. I need to make sure I don't add any markdown headers or explanations. Just the dialogue. Wait, another detail. Speaker 1, instruction, speak in an emotive and friendly tone. Speaker 2, instruction, speak in a friendly but serious tone. I will ensure the text reflects this. S1, honestly, it's tough. I know how you feel, that's a tough spot. S2, crucially, we must acknowledge, strategically, data shows. Let's refine the draft slightly to ensure the tone is distinct. S1, Bitcoin is really struggling right now. Bitcoin is finding itself in a pretty challenging market environment. S2, it's holding that $72,000 level. That price action represents a significant psychological support zone. Okay, I will stick closer to the provided text but enhance the flow and tone markers. Ready. /think.
Bitcoin is finding itself in a pretty challenging market environment right now. It's trading in a narrow range below the $72,000 mark, and honestly, it feels like a tough spot for holders.
That price action definitely represents a significant psychological support zone that the market has struggled to breach. It's holding, but breaking through has been the issue.
While the visible price stagnation indicates consolidation, on-chain data reveals a more complex story. It feels like the underlying health of the network suggests a slowdown in demand.
Exactly. Analysts have identified four distinct network metrics pointing toward this cooling trend, which is crucial for understanding the broader cryptocurrency market's trajectory.
Okay, let's dive into the first one. What about investor distribution patterns?
Currently, there is a shift away from aggressive accumulation toward caution.
I see. Many holders are choosing to wait for better entry points rather than chasing higher prices, aren't they?
Yes. This behavior signals concern about selling into further weakness.
It's understandable. When distribution spreads thin, liquidity becomes scarce, making it structurally difficult for the price to move higher.
That leads us to the second metric, low whale activity.
Ah, the whales. You know how much they control, right?
They play a massive role in market direction. In the current environment, their activity has noticeably decreased.
So large wallets aren't moving significant amounts of Bitcoin into exchanges, nor are they aggressively buying the dip.
Correct. This lack of movement implies that smart money is on the sidelines, waiting for clearer signals before committing capital.
Without large orders hitting the market, upward price pressure is diminished.
And that brings us to the third metric, declining network growth.
Right, network utility. Usually measured by active addresses, transaction volume, and hash rate, right?
Yes. While Bitcoin remains the most secure network, recent data points to a slowdown in growth velocity.
If utility slows, does that mean fewer unique users transacting or a plateau in network complexity?
Precisely. This stagnation in growth metrics often precedes a period of price correction or a prolonged sideways market.
That sounds a bit worrying. What about exchange reserve flows?
The fourth metric concerns exchange reserve flows. A reduction in net inflows to exchanges can be positive, but the context matters here.
I see. The data suggests a lack of urgency in moving assets.
If investors were bullish, coins would move from cold storage to exchanges for trading.
But the current lack of such volume suggests a wait-and-see approach is dominating the narrative.
Regarding the future implications, it is important not to panic over these metrics immediately.
Network metrics are lagging indicators. They confirm trends after the price has moved.
A period of lower demand often leads to a correction, but can also set the stage for a stronger rally later.
The current consolidation might simply be the market taking a breather before the next major move.
For traders and long-term holders, this environment suggests a need for patience.
The combination of low whale activity and stagnant network growth signals that immediate breakout potential is limited.
However, these metrics do not necessarily predict a crash.
Instead, they highlight a lack of conviction in the short term.
Investors should focus on their risk management strategies, rather than trying to time the exact bottom of this consolidation phase.
In conclusion, while Bitcoin remains near $72,000, the underlying data suggests a market that is hesitant to commit.
The four metrics of investor distribution, whale activity, network growth, and reserve flows all point toward cooling demand.
While this can be frustrating for traders hoping for a quick surge, it serves as a reminder of the importance of fundamentals in the cryptocurrency market.
As these metrics evolve, they will provide clearer signals on whether Bitcoin is building up for a significant move, or if the current range is likely to persist for a longer duration.